This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The longtime leader of Libya, Muammar Gaddafi, is dead. He was killed today as rebel forces overran his hometown of Sirte. Gaddafi ruled Libya for 42 years until he fled the capital, Tripoli, in August, amid the revolution that toppled his regime. And throughout this morning, a dramatic image appeared on TV and websites, an image of a man said to be Gaddafi bleeding profusely, dying or dead. NPR News producer Grant Clark is in Tripoli and joins us by telephone. And Grant, what are Libyan officials there saying about how Gaddafi died?
Well, Renee, just moments ago, the interim prime minister of the Transitional National Council, Mahmoud Jibril, held a press conference in Tripoli saying, announcing officially that the deposed leader was dead. He refused to answer any questions from the media about the details of the killing. He said that forensic experts were working on the body right now and would release their findings shortly, but he wouldn't be drawn into any questions about who might have been responsible, whether it was fighters or whether it was a NATO bomb that actually led to Colonel Gaddafi's death.
And we've been seeing celebrations in the streets all morning, and you've been there in Tripoli. What are people saying to you?
Well, in many cases, a few people that I spoke to weren't even able to express their elation. They just are happy beyond words. For them, this is a moment, a profound moment that they've been waiting for some of them all their lives for, especially the younger folk. And there's no real thinking beyond this moment, really. They're not really sure what this means politically, but people are celebrating in the streets. There are throngs and throngs of people out, cars honking, crowds waving flags, and lots of fighters firing off their weapons in the air as acts of celebration.
And just ever so briefly, is this the end for Gaddafi and his regime?
It would appear so. Barring any last-minute surprises, it would seem that, according to the National Transitional Council, this is the end. They're preparing to move ahead, get the interim government set up, and to move to the next phase of the revolution. So it would seem this is the end for now.
Grant, thank you very much.
Okay, Renee.
NPR News producer Grant Clark speaking from Tripoli.